You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for listening in today. I just want to say I appreciate you, and I am so excited about this new year, 2022. I have on my heart the best is yet to come. So we have been through a pandemic for 2 years almost now, and everyone is in chronic stress mode. And so you are really going to need this message that is going to be sent today through Brent Michael Phillips. I just want to ask everyone to stop and just take a deep breath. And just release all the stress and tension that you might be going through today. As a clinical psychologist with over 23 years of experience, I am a daily user of CBD. CBD comes from hemp. The cannabis plant is the mom, if you will, and it is the part of the plant that has medicinal benefits, but it doesn't get you high. What it does is provides a calm and focused feeling that helps with anxiety, stress, depression, insomnia, chronic pain, and many other conditions that you might be dealing with. And so I just want to encourage you to check out my website at healthyminds.expert so you can learn more about the benefits of CBD and the science of CBD. I also want to let you know that I still have my coaching and therapy sale going on right now. And I really, you know, with it being the beginning of the year, I really hope that everyone is just taking a pause and really getting introspective about how they want to be better, how they want to change certain habits and certain limiting beliefs. And so I just am excited about my guest today because he has the formula for miracles. And this is his part two book. And so I am excited to introduce him again. His name is Brent Michael Phillips. He was a world-class software engineer from MIT and helped to create the modern internet during the time in graduate school at MIT. After leaving MIT to pursue a technology startup, he experienced a staggering physical challenge, and years of chronic pain and failed treatments led doctors to put him on permanent disability. He was stressed. With his right arm paralyzed after an experimental surgery, Brent went to a healer and experienced his first miracle when his arm was instantly and permanently healed. Knowing his life path was fortuitously altered, he spent years studying with the world's best master healers, gurus, physicists, and spiritual teachers, or psychics and spiritual teachers to discover and reverse engineer the scientific laws and principles underlying miraculous instant healing, financial abundance, loving relationships, and even enlightenment. He is the creator of the Awakening Dynamic System, which consists of advanced consciousness technologies for subconscious clearing, instant healing, manifestation, seeing energy and auras, and the ascension of consciousness from awakening to enlightenment. Brent is also an award-winning author and Amazon number one best-selling co-author and the inventor of the patent-pending formula for miracles technology. His greatest passions are teaching healing and helping others to experience their own genuine spiritual awakening. I feel so blessed to have you in my presence and have your time and energy. Thank you so much, Brent, and welcome.
I'm excited to be here. This is great.
And so I just really want to find out, really, you know, what is this formula for miracles?
Well, you know, it's interesting that when I got into this work, when I had my own life-changing miracle, I thought, well, this should be easy to learn healing and intuitive work, because I had a perfect GPA in the most difficult major at the most competitive university on the planet, right? I didn't just go to MIT. I crushed it academically. So I had this incredible life-changing miracle happen, and I wanted to learn it. And I figured, oh, I'll learn this. It'll be easy. It wasn't it. It was terrible. I was the worst. I remember my first healing training I went to with my first teacher, Terry. There was about 100 students there. I guarantee I was dead last. I was so bad. In fact, I was so bad at the exercises, I actually hid in the bathroom on the last day because I didn't want anyone to get stuck with me as their partner. And so it was kind of crushing. And what I learned was this, that one, I was not born a natural healer or a psychic or anything like that, but other people were. And I thought, how am I going to learn to develop this ability, right? So I went around, and because I had so much difficulty learning it from them, I decided to take a different approach. I said, well, I may be stuck in my head. I may have no natural intuitive ability at all, right? Like zero. But I am a great scientist and an engineer. So I decided to reverse engineer the masters. And I spent about 10 years going around to all these great healers, spiritual teachers, gurus, psychics, mystics. And I spent a lot of money and a lot of time working with them. And little by little, I pieced together what it is they were doing. And what I found was there really are some incredible people out there who have some amazing talents. People that know, that can do psychic surgery, that can read the future, that can see across time and space. There really are people that can do this. But for most of them, it's just a gift, something they were born with. And they don't understand how it works. And so I was able to figure it out little by little. And that's where the formula for miracles came from. It is a technology. And like any technology, there's a lot of pieces you have to get right. And so like, if, for example, if you want to build an airplane, there's a lot of things you have to get right. The shape of the wings, lift and drag, aerodynamics, fuel, you know, the controls, the seats, the ceiling, the cabin, there's all these things you have to get right. And if just one of them is off, the airplane either won't fly or it'll crash. I mean, Dr. Erica, would you want to fly in an airplane that was only 99% complete?
Absolutely not. Right? Absolutely not.
And what I want the listeners to know is that consciousness is a technology. There's a lot of things you have to get right, just like an airplane. And this is why people learn the law of attraction or watch The Secret, go to masterminds, do energy healing, and they may see people around them getting great results, but you're kind of scratching your chin going, why is this not working for me, right? And the formula for miracles came from my quest to figure out what are the reasons this stuff works and what are the reasons it does not work. And it took me over a decade. And I can't say I have all the answers, but I found a few of them. It's interesting, there was a study done on the law of attraction at a university in Canada. And what they found was over 99% of the people that use the conventional positive thinking law of attraction techniques feel they got fewer no results. So that's pretty bad, right?
Yes.
99% failure rate. Imagine if you had season tickets to see your favorite sports team and they lost 99% of their games. You wouldn't keep going, would you? Right?
Right. Probably not.
And that was exactly my experience. I spent so many years, so much money running around positive thinking. Back in the 90s, we called it positive thinking, right? Today is the law of attraction, same stuff. I did all this alternative medicine, acupuncture, herbs, cleanses, pranic healing, Reiki healing, energy balancing. I had magnets and electric stims and chi machines and all this crazy stuff, right? And none of it helped me at all. And it was so frustrating. And I wanted to figure out how this worked because I wanted to do better than a 1% success rate. That's terrible. Because there's so many people out there that need this help. Because you really can harness the power of your mind. You really can raise your consciousness. But there is a technology to it. And for example, with airplanes, humans have tried for thousands and thousands of years to build flying machines, right? We even have the myths from ancient Greece of Icarus, who built his wings out of wax. That ended badly. Of course it did. There's all these great stories of history of people that tried to create flying machines, and most of them either got injured or killed because they didn't work. But then we figured it out. We first with hot air balloons, then with powered flight with the Wright brothers. Now we have balloons, helicopters, airplanes, jet airplanes, even rockets. And what I want to do is shorten the learning curve for everybody. I don't want everyone to go out and have to make the same mistakes over and over, wasting money, wasting time. I want to give you a lot of the shortcuts. Now, to be fair, I want to be honest too. There is no magic wand that's going to make your life perfect overnight, right? That's not how it works on Earth. But we can do so much better than we think. We can really learn to focus our mind, to achieve our goals, to heal our body, to create success. But again, there is technology to it. And I'm going to give a little bit of that technology right now. So I'll share one piece with everybody that's very easy to understand. One of the things I looked at was there was a lot of fascinating research done on the paranormal, especially at the Stanford Research Institute in the 60s and 70s. They were studying telekinesis and remote viewing and bilocation and all this cool stuff. What they found was all these phenomena were strongly correlated to people that could access a waking theta brainwave. So this is one of the keys. One of the primary reasons the law of attraction and traditional prayer don't work is you're not in the right brainwave state. That the theta state is when we go into at night when we're sleeping and dreaming. And most people don't have the ability to get in the same brainwave state when they're awake during the day. But those that can do these incredible things, that's one of their gifts. A good example from history would be Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet. He was a great healer and intuitive, and he described that he did his work in a twilight state, half awake, half asleep. And he is describing the theta state. They just didn't have EEGs back in his day to measure it and put numbers on it, right? So we can look through history. This is one of the secrets that allows these people to do these incredible things. And the good news is you can learn how to do this. I can't teach you in 5 minutes, or I would, but I can teach you in a couple hours. It's a very easy thing to learn to move in and out of the theta brain state. When you have that piece, that unlocks the subconscious mind. Because the theta state is like this magical key that unlocks the subconscious. And if you think about it, it makes sense. If you go to a hypnotist, what do? They try to put you in a trance, right? To get to the subconscious, that's the theta state. That's what a hypnotist does when they put you in a trance. This is why a good hypnotist can be life-changing. But I wanted to create a very by-the-number, step-by-step system that everybody could use. You don't need years of training. You don't have to be born a great healer or a natural psychic or have some special gift. That to learn to heal, to learn to manifest, to create things in your life is like learning to play guitar. It's a known problem. You just need to go out, get a guitar, get a teacher, work with them and practice. And learning to be a great healer probably takes less effort than learning to play guitar. And that's what I want people to know. It took me 7 years to get certified as a master healer. I have students who have done it in as little as 3 months. Why? It's just the technology.
I love it. I love how you've made it, kind of broken it down to a science, that, like you say, the technology, the step-by-step process. And I think that some of the modalities that you mentioned, like energy healing and Reiki healing, you know, people think that you have to have a spiritual belief system or a spiritual way of living in order to tap into something like this miracle formula. But there is a science behind it, like you say, a metaphysics behind it. Can you maybe speak a little bit about that?
The way I see it is this, that if we look at all these self-improvement processes, things from positive thinking to prayer, to energy healing, to mind power, we'll just call them self-improvement as a general term. I see it as being divided into three generations of technology. And so what are they? Well, the first generation would be our traditional law of attraction, positive thinking. Things like think and grow rich, right? Focus on the positive, set a goal, vision boards, mantras, power words on the wall, positive thinking weekends, right? It's not wrong. It's just primitive technology. Kind of like a Model T from 1917, right? It worked. It was a car, but it was kind of clumsy. It was slow. It used a lot of gas. It was dangerous. It couldn't go very far. It broke down a lot, right? But it was a car. It ran, right? Mostly. So it could get you somewhere, but not very far. So that's a great place to start. But for most people, it's not enough. Only about 1% of people that use the typical first gen law of attraction stuff feel they got good results. So things evolved. And over time, we developed into what I call the second generation technologies. These would be things like hypnosis, NLP, Psych-K, healing code, emotion code, body codes, things like that. And essentially, the big difference is the second generation technologies know how to access a theta state and work directly with the subconscious. So they have different processes for identifying and clearing subconscious blocks or putting new codes into the subconscious. And this is a big step forward. One of the hallmarks of the second generation technology is this is where you start to see the medical miracles. This is where you start to see people healing instantly from cancer or diabetes or allergies clearing and that kind of thing, right? So it's a big step forward. It's a lot better, but it's still not good enough. That in my experience, depending on the practitioner and their client in the issue, your success rate will be somewhere between 10-20%, which is not bad, right? So if you do 10 sessions and get 2 miracles, that's not bad. But what about the other 8 people, right? And so the first 10 years I was doing this, really what I was doing was refining and developing better second generation technology. A lot of it uses muscle testing to check the subconscious, different processes of entrainment or tapping or to get into a theta state, and then shifting the subconscious. So that's a big step forward. But it still wasn't good enough because, again, our success rate still wasn't what it could be. And it was kind of funny that I had been a full-time healer for over 5 years before I had any idea there was something beyond that. And it was, it's a long story we don't have time to get into tonight. If some of you want to come onto one of my webinars, you can hear a little more about it. But long story short, I had a terrible dark night of the soul. It was like my fourth one where I got involved unknowingly in an investment fraud and I lost everything. And I ended up almost $1 million in debt. My identity had been stolen, forged documents, and I was on the hook for over $800,000 in fraudulent loans taken out in my name. And I was told the only way out was to declare bankruptcy. And I did. And I thought my life was over. And it was literally the day after I declared bankruptcy, I met my late mentor, Carl. And he introduced me to what I now understand as the third generation. It's beyond just the subconscious. It's still part of it. Positive thinking matters. It does. Clearing the subconscious matters. It does. But those alone are not enough for everybody. And he introduced me to the process of what we call awakening. In the East, they call it Advaita Vedanta. In the West, we call it non-duality or awakening. And this is not something new. It's actually been around for thousands of years. But it is the secrets hidden in the ancient mystery schools of the very deeply spiritual process of understanding what is the self. What is this I? Where is consciousness? Where does it come from? How does it work? And processes of embodiment using special movements that literally fill yourself with consciousness. That the way most of us run around in the modern world is we're like a toothpaste tube that all the toothpaste has been squeezed out. And we wonder why we're struggling, right? Why can't I brush my teeth? There's nothing in here, right? And the toothpaste, of course, is metaphorical to the things we want. We want more money. We want success. We want love. We want health. We want purpose. We want happiness. And we run around struggling day to day, trying to figure out how to be happy, how to get ahead, how to support our families, how to make it through the week, how to help our kids through their issues, their struggles, right? Addiction, paying for college, finding a job, all these things. And what I realized was my life had been such a wreck because I had squeezed all the toothpaste out of my tube decades ago. And this is how I ended up on disability at 27. This is how I ended up going bankrupt. This is how I ended up getting cancer and migraines and a terrible divorce and all these things that went on. And so the third generation technology is a direct experience of what we call the quantum field, of learning to connect to this field of life force and consciousness that's all around us. And my late mentor showed me how to do this. And it was pretty amazing because when I started to experience the quantum field, I didn't understand it, which was crazy, right? Because at this point, by the time I met him, I had been to like 200 different New Age kind of seminars. I had read 1,000 books, right? I'd been a full-time energy healing practitioner for 5 years. And that really was the breakthrough that took my life to the next level. Within 6 months, I tripled my income. I was able to heal a lot of my old medical issues. I even found love and started a family long after I thought that ship had sailed. And so what I want to offer is a comprehensive system for everybody. Because which generation, it's not a matter of which one's better. It's a matter of which one is right for you. And we need all of them. Positive thinking matters. Working the subconscious matters. But it also matters to literally get the consciousness, the life force back into yourself and learn how to let it flow through you. And that is the process of awakening, what we call quantum field entrainment, movement, feedback, holography. You put them all together, I can't say it's 100%, but it's like 97%. That when you put all these together, it's finally what I had hoped for. And I'm very proud to say that I don't think I've ever had a student in the last 10 years who didn't achieve their goals because nothing worked for them. The question is not, can I achieve my goal? The question is, will you give up before you get there? That's the only question. For some people, it takes 3 weeks. Others, it may take 3 or 5 years. Again, I want to tell the truth. I can't control that. I can't promise you a perfect lightness or a certain time frame. That is not honest.
Yeah.
But I can show you how to get there. Give you the tools, the support, and the clear direction to understand exactly what do you have to do. And this is why I love the Awakening the Dynamic System, the Formula for Miracles. I'm going to make it easy on you. There's still work to do. But you know you're going to be moving towards a goal. You'll know you're moving forward. You know you're making progress.
And I think, you know, as a psychologist, like you're talking about that first generational kind of intervention strategies, I think so many people are change with resistance.
Yes.
So many people aren't open to trying different modalities, open to even the belief that there is a consciousness that supports them. There is an energy that wants to uplift them. But how do you break through that kind of limiting belief, if you will, or that so in the day-to-day suffering mode to detach from that?
It all depends on the person. For me, and admittedly for my teachers, it was desperation. That for many people out there, you may think, oh, I don't need that, or that sounds crazy, or oh, I don't believe in that, and that's okay. But what I've found is the more desperate you are, the more pain you're in, the more hopeless your life becomes, the more it opens your mind. And that's how it worked for me. Growing up, I grew up in a culturally conservative area. I thought that alternative medicine and positive thinking was just a bunch of hippie nonsense. And I was so wrong. But I look back on it, as a young man, I was so arrogant. I thought I had all the answers. I thought I knew everything. If you had invited me to a New Age event, I would have laughed. But then fast forward a few years, I'm put on permanent disability at 27, living in my parents' extra room in chronic pain with no hope of recovery. I mean, seriously. That experience opened my mind. And I said, well, you know what? I'm willing to be wrong about these things I thought I used to know if I can move forward, if I can heal my body. And ultimately, that's the obstacle we all face. Are you willing to be wrong about the things you think you know? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying there must be a willingness. If you're of the mind, well, I believe what I believe and no one can change it, okay. Please don't spend your time or money on me. And if you love exactly what you're creating in your life, hey, keep doing it, right? More power to you. But if you'd like to see a change, if you want to make a real breakthrough financially, emotionally, spiritually, with love, with purpose, that's where it's going to take you. You're going to have to face these things you thought you knew and were so convinced of and admit, okay, maybe my understanding is somewhere between incomplete and totally wrong.
Yeah, I think so many people right now are in that space of chronic pain or chronic suffering or chronic stress. And I do believe that when you're desperate for relief, you are more open to trying different ways and modalities of healing and treatment and step outside that Western model of just the medications. And talk a little bit about higher dimensional living, because I really want people to understand that it's within them. Everything they're looking for is within.
It is. And really, the formula for miracles is a toolkit for higher dimensional living. That the way I would describe it is like this, that there was a great story written in the 19th century called Flatland. And in Flatland, the whole world is flat. It's two-dimensional. And the people in Flatland are squares and hexagons and such, right? And they run around and live in a flat world. And one of them discovers the third dimension. And suddenly he can do things that others would think are miraculous, impossible. Is it magic? Is it the devil? Is it alien technology? No, it's simply an awareness of a higher dimension. That if you can go up and down and nobody else can, you have an incredible power. And that's what's happened to us. We're all living in Flatland. We think that all there is to the universe is our bodies and the three dimensions of space and the dimension of time around us. That's not true. That if you can see beyond the limitations of biology, there's all these other dimensions. And this is not philosophy or new thought. This is science. That all of the most advanced theories of physics involve 11-dimensional spaces. That we know the universe has at least 11 dimensions. So there's this incredible power and ability that we don't even know about. So imagine you're living in Flatland and you're broke and you think, oh my God, there's no way I can get money. This is impossible. I'm in debt. No one will hire me, right? For whatever reasons. Well, what you don't realize is there's a huge bag of gold sitting just above where you're at, just waiting for you to be willing to look up and grab it. So it can be dimensionally an inch away, but if you don't know how to see it or work with it, you won't even know it's there. And for a lot of people listening, I want them to know your breakthrough could just be inches away. It could be right there in front of you. But if you don't have the higher dimensional awareness to see it's there and reach out for it, you're going to miss it your entire life.
I love it. The formula for miracles. Tell my listeners where they can get the book, the trainings, and everything.
Yeah, for anyone that's curious to learn and experience more, just hop over to my website at awakeningdynamics.com. So that's awakeningdynamics.com. On the homepage, you'll see a big button with an arrow. I would love to see anyone that's interested at my upcoming live healathon webinar, which we are hosting on Tuesday, February 8th, starting at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 East Coast time. And during the webinar, I'm going to go into a lot more detail about the formula for miracles. I'm going to reveal all 7 of these foundational secrets for higher dimensional living, as well as leading a bunch of interactive exercises. I'm going to teach everyone how to check yourself for subconscious blocks, walk you through some block clearing processes, and even do a quantum field entrainment, where I'm going to reconnect you to the quantum field. I'm going to literally pour more consciousness back into your body. We're going to get some of that toothpaste back in the tube. And there's all sorts of incredible things that happens at these events. One of them is many people, I'd say half of the people that attend, start to see energy and auras with their open eyes, even on your first experience. I'll also be giving free healings to anybody that joins the webinar. And this is because I really want people to come and experience this for yourself. Don't believe anything just because you heard it. Have your own experience. See for yourself that this is new, this is different, and this is real. It really can work. But If you're not willing to show up for a free webinar and be handed the keys to the universe, you're welcome to go spend 20 years and go bankrupt and get cancer and all those other things I did and learn it the hard way. I'm okay with that too, right?
Tell us, when is the event again and what's the website again?
So it's called the Healathon webinar. It's a free event I'm doing online, live experience. It's Tuesday, February 8th, and we'll start at 5:30 Pacific time. Bring your questions, bring your requests for healing. And anybody that's interested, just hop into my webpage at awakeningdynamics.com. You should see a big arrow to register for the Healathon webinar. And anyone that has questions or is interested in learning about deeper trainings or privates, you can go to the website or just email me, support@awakeningdynamics.com, and we'll take care of you.
I love it. Brent Michael Phillips, The Formula for Miracles. Thank you so much for listening to
Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.